From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iraq's interior minister, responsible for security for the country, resigned Tuesday following a suicide truck bombing that killed more than 200 people in Baghdad Sunday. Islamic State militants claim responsibility. U.S. Defense spokesman Peter Cook, however, said Tuesday that pressure to degrade and destroy the IS group must be maintained.
That's tightening the noose around ISIL in Iraq. Will make it harder for them to carry out attacks in places like Baghdad, in places in other parts of the world. And this was clearly a devastating attack and a painful reminder of the lethal capabilities of ISIL. But it does not alter the strategy here, and that is to go after ISIL in Iraq, in Syria, at an accelerated pace, as aggressively as possible, to try and limit their capabilities, their ability to carry out those kinds of attacks.
Sunday's attack came about a week after the Islamic State was pushed out of the western city Fallujah in what was hoped would be an operation to end such attacks in Baghdad. Democratic Republic of Congo opposition presidential contender Moise Katumbi vowed Tuesday to return to his country despite an arrest warrant. He vowed to keep his effort to replace President Joseph Kabila in an election peaceful.
99% are ready for the election, and they are waiting for the right time. You don't want to make a putsch. You don't want to make a coup d'etat. You want to follow our constitution. And if they don't call for election, then the people of Congo are going to say, Mr. President, you didn't respect what you're supposed to respect. It's time to go.
The multimillionaire businessman who spoke in Paris, where he sought medical treatment, had been accused of plotting against the state. The former Katanga provincial governor denies any wrongdoing. This is VOA News. The Army of Democratic Republic of Congo said Tuesday suspected rebels hacked to death 9 people in the country's restive northeast, the latest in a string of such atrocities in North Kivu province. The attack targeted the town of Oicha in Beni territory, where some 500 have been murdered since October 2014. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation says it's recommending no criminal charges be brought against Democratic Party presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton for her use of a private email server while as Secretary of State in passing along classified information.
In looking back at our investigations into the mishandling or removal of classified information, we cannot find a case that would support bringing criminal charges on these facts.
But FBI Director James Comey criticized her and her aides for what he said was their extremely careless handling of such material sent to each other via a private email server that she established at her home in New York. Britain's Home Secretary has taken the lead in the race to succeed David Cameron as Prime Minister in the wake of the referendum in which voters elected to leave the European Union last month. May took just over half the votes cast Tuesday in the first round of balloting. A suicide bomb blast claimed by Islamic State Tuesday killed at least 16 people and wounded nearly 30 others in the mostly Kurdish-controlled northeast Syrian city Hasaka. The attacker detonated his explosives outside a bakery. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu arrived Tuesday in Nairobi, the second of his four-nation trade and security visit to Africa. On his arrival, the Israeli leader told Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta the two countries should unify in the fight against terrorism.
We see ourselves engaged in a common desire to seize a common future and fight the forces that are trying to drag us into a dark past. And this means that we want to cooperate with you on development on the one side and on security on the other side.
Kenya has been a frequent target of fighters from the Somali-based Al-Shabaab militant group. Teachers and healthcare professionals launched a strike Tuesday in Zimbabwe over unpaid wages. The job action followed a violent clash Monday between police and taxi drivers as the southern African country grappled with a declining economy and severe drought. Egyptian investigators analyzing the recovered cockpit voice recorder aboard the ill-fated Egypt Air Flight 804 that crashed in May in the Mediterranean said the crew was trying to put out a fire. Earlier reports indicated there had been smoke in a laboratory in the cockpit before the Airbus A320 disappeared from radar on a flight from Paris to Cairo. All 66 on board died. Italian authorities detained a homeless man Tuesday on suspicion of murdering an American university student from Wisconsin. The body of 19-year-old Bo Solomon found in the Tiber River Monday, 3 days after he disappeared. Media reports said the two got into a fight along the riverbank. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.